Yeah, you might be cold as ice. Maybe some ice wine this time of year, because you know what? This is the Valentine's Day edition, and you need to do something special for your honey, and the grilling guys are here to help you out. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What you doing special, baby?
Right now, I'm fixing to get my wino on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
no better guy than this one.
We call in the big guns when we don't know what to do, and on the live line, the grilling line right now, we got Brian Lesperins from Fenn Valley. What's up, baby?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So we're stuck here. We got, you know, a couple hundred thousand men around Michigan don't know what up with the wine.
Very good.
So help us out, Brian. Well, here's what I want to know is generally when I'm grilling for my lady, and that's what we've been talking about today for the guys, is that I'm not doing that big, heavy chunk of beef or that big, bulky pork butt on the smoker, but I'm going to do something a little more.
Unless that's what she wants.
Right, yeah, but typically it's a little lighter. Maybe a chicken breast or maybe some shrimp or maybe a lobster tail we talked about. We need help with the wine because our guys, we teach them to be beer guys, and we talk a little bit about wine, but we rely on you for that. So help us out, man.
Well, hey, you know, wine and food is definitely more of an art than a science. You know, the first thing I always say is, you know, drink what you like. The rules of you know, red with steak and, you know, white with chicken have sort of gone by the wayside.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is good. You know, I look at it more in terms of flavor intensity. So if you're going to use, you know, something that's got more flavor in terms of seasonings, then you're going to want to make sure that wine's a little more full-bodied. So something like a Pinot Grigio, which is really light in body, might get, washed out if you've got, you know, any spice on the rub or whatever you're going to, or sauce or whatever you're going to use to bring some flavor to the dish. So you want to pick something like maybe a dry Riesling that's got a little more flavor to it on the white side. Same thing on the red side. I mean, you've got different intensity levels there too. And if you're using a lot of pepper or a lot of, you know, spicier flavors, then you're going to probably want a wine that's got a little more intensity so that it doesn't get washed out by the food. Everything
so,
in balance.
Okay. So, let's say you wanted to do a flank steak like we talked about last week, where you get a nice piece of flank and you wrap it around some rice with a pretty presentation. Would that lend itself more to a red?
I think in general it might. You know, I'd watch your, again, seasoning, and if it's a little bit lighter on the seasoning and it's a leaner cut of meat, you could go into something like a Pinot Noir or a red blend that's not quite as you know, heavy duty as a Cabernet Sauvignon. But if you're going to spice that thing up with a nice, you know, amount of pepper and other, you know, bigger flavors, then it would stand up to a Bordeaux style red, no problem.
Okay, then try this. This is from Snap Fitness. Curry and ginger rubbed lamb chops with apricot lime sauce. That sounds really good.
It does.
Curry,
yeah,
and ginger, like apricot lime.
Sounds like a little bit of a trickier wine pairing because you got a lot of flavors in there that could dominate. So I'd probably go with something like a dry Riesling that's got a little more flavor and a little more complex flavors, so it can kind of latch on to all those different complex flavors in the food.
And it's a little on the sweet side, so it might pair up nicely with that apricot lime sauce.
Yeah, a little bit of sugar in wine I find is really good when pairing with Asian cuisine or any cuisine that's got a little bit of kick to it. That sugar helps to kind of tone down the spice and helps to kind of round out the flavors.
Oh, that's a great tip.
Brian, you guys got a website that is a pretty good one, and I was just wanted to bring people's attention to it. That how many varietals of wine are you guys producing down there?
Sure. Yeah, fennvalley.com is our site. We try to keep it up to date as best we can. Yeah, we do about 40 different wines here, so you know, everything from your Bordeaux-style dry reds to sweeter wines, fruit wines, and even hard cider. So, you know, you get all the way to Fennville, we try to make sure we've got something for everybody.
And is your tap room open all year long?
We are. We're open all but 4 days, generally 11 o'clock till 5 o'clock.
Okay. So that could be a nice Valentine's gift right there. You could just give her a gift card for Fenn Valley or
take her down there for the afternoon. Yeah. That's the thing, is because it's 11 to 5. You got time to get home and fire up a grill and create a little dinner. And nothing better than tuning her up a little bit with a couple tastings and bring a couple bottles home, man. I mean, there's strategy to this game. You don't just
do it.
All right. Brian Lesperance, Fen Valley Wine in Fenville, Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us on The Grilling Guys.
My pleasure, guys.
All right. All right. Thanks, man.
So anyway, time for the Snap Fitness Minute. And the Snap suggestion for this week is a curry and ginger rubbed lamb chop with apricot lime sauce.
Ooh, love my lamb
and
chops,
it
man.
Just sounds really good. We're going to post this on the website. I'm not going to read through the whole thing, but total calories per chop are 241. It's pretty good. 12 fat grams.
And those are grilled, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
love lamb chops.
Oh, I love me some lamb chops.
So
man.
At 241 calories a piece, I could have three of them.
There you go. I don't know. And then and then you have about a 720 calorie meal. I mean, I might eat eight. I don't know. But let's talk about grilled lamb chops real quick, because you know what they are? A lot of times you get them, they're Frenched. And what that means is there's a long rib bone attached to the chop itself. And those are a fun way to cook them, guys, because you can hang on to that bone when you eat them, and you're actually that's great tailgate food. You could have done that last week at the Super Bowl, but it also will work a very nice presentation on your plate for this Valentine's Day as well.
So, it's so cute and so pretty that, you know, again, dressing to the T's like we were talking about.
Right.
Now she's going to feel like you went way out of your way, because lamb chops aren't cheap either. And you got to find somebody in your marketplace, wherever you are in Michigan, that has good lamb chops, because all lamb are not created equal. Job, I got to tell you, I got this really funny email, and it's about the economy being bad, and I just wanted to share a couple of them. The economy is so bad that I received a pre-declined credit card in the mail.
Yeah.
The CEOs are now playing miniature golf. ExxonMobil laid off 25 congressmen. Angelina Jolie adopted a child from America. Motel 6 won't leave the light on anymore. A picture is now only worth 200 words. That's bad.
Yeah.
They renamed Wall Street Walmart Street. And finally, called the suicide hotline. I got a call center in Pakistan. When I told them I was suicidal, they got all excited and asked if I could drive a truck.
Yeah.
So that's how bad it is.
It is bad. But if you're a man, we're always got time for man law.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, and they have barbecue too. The best pasties in Lower Michigan, bar none.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Love my gravy.
Okay, today's Man Law is ask for what you want. Okay, it's Valentine's Day. Women need to hear this. Let us be clear on this one. Subtle hints do not work. Strong hints do not work. Obvious hints do not work. Just say it.
Yeah, that's back to that listening thing. If there's one thing that I've learned over the years, is that we're all perceived as not listening to what the ladies say. It is best if we just get slapped side the head with it. But if you can tune in a little bit, that just shows you care, and that just shows that you're not watching a game and listening to them at the same time.
As long as you're tuning into the Grilling Guys, that's all we really care about.
Yeah, and speaking of the Grilling Guys, we're still on the quest to send barbecue to our troops. That's going to take a little bit different flavor now. We're getting bumped up about moving this thing back to the United States, but rest assured, we'll keep you tuned in on that, but we will be delivering barbecue to returning troops if it happens
That's
to
right.
be in the U.S.
And we still have auction items, and we're moving our auction to May 14th so we can possibly match it up with Hunt for a Cure, so we'll give you details on that coming up real in the next couple of weeks.
Guys, get out there, enjoy this Valentine's Day. Make her something sweet to eat, and be safe, and we'll talk with you next week.